I know there's been a lot of talk of lots of things. Some of it we'll get into. Some of it was like on the front page of the Detroit News about students that survived the shooting at MSU 2 years ago. And there's a lot to talk about. But let's talk with what we have scheduled here, Todd Flood, the attorney and partner and founder of Flood Law, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on this 2 year anniversary since the MSU campus shooting. And there have been some legal action. No one better to talk to about it than Todd. Todd, good afternoon. Always a pleasure. Sorry to have to bring up a sad story, but obviously we don't want to ever forget it. We don't want to forget Brian, Ariel, Alexandria, and I'll have more on that in just a moment. But what's going on here? Well, we got a bad connection with you. We're going to call you back, and I'm going to congratulate and thank my little Sophie, who's not so little anymore, because Sophie and some of her friends went to the big rock that's been there since I went to Michigan, so that was 100 years ago, at the corner of Washington and Hill on the two-year anniversary of the MSU tragic shooting, and they've painted the rock green. It says, in memory of Brian, Ariel, and Alexandria, and on the other side, it's green still, and it says Spartan Strong. So good for you, Sophie, and friends who, on the campus of University of Michigan, have painted that big message rock at Washtenaw and Hill. I think we have Todd back. What are you in the middle of, Todd?
Paul W., thank you. I'm in the middle of a jury trial up here in Oakland County with, I'm in the lunch break right now, but I have six women that were assaulted. I'm suing the company that they were assaulted by, Science Beauty Tech out of Birmingham, and the owner of that company who assaulted them. So that being said, when I got the message this morning, I said, I got to be with my friend Paul W. I'll make it on the lunch hour.
Well, I appreciate that very much. This is one time, our noon to two time is a convenient time. Hey, what are the lawsuits now claiming in the MSU situation?
It was preventable, and it was reasonably foreseeable that, you know, broke the gross negligence barrier, if you will, because to sue a university, to sue a police department, to sue, as you know, I have the cases in Oxford, I have the MSU Nasser case, and two of them, the Anders case. When you sue those types of universities or those entities, like, for example, in Oxford, here in Michigan State University, you got to show a standard, a threshold, that they were grossly negligent, that this was reasonably foreseeable and totally preventable. That's the claim here. And this gentleman was right there to witness this horrific act. And he's claiming that the facts were so, stood out to such a degree that it met that threshold of gross negligence. But I got to tell you something. Michigan State University did such an amazing job and continued to do so. They settled out of the gate right away with many of the victims that we lost in this case and their families. Ben Johnson did that case. They have set up counselor and grief counselors. To this day, my son goes there. And, you know, they had set up anyone that was, you know, part and parcel of this. So I think going forward, we look at these shooting incidents, these cases, and I take my hat off to MSU for their forward thinking and the like. Here, though, this lawsuit's whole gravamen on it is that the president and the people that were in charge looked the other way and could have prevented this. That's what the claim is.
I would think that's a tough thing to prove, but I don't know. You're the lawyer. But I will say this.
It is difficult.
In the wake of the shooting, I know for a fact they have implemented security upgrades. They have cameras, door locks, a centralized security operations center. And I get a warning. I'm on their system, and they send out tests all the time of a warning system that comes right to your phone that they did not have before.
Yeah, no, and you have to applaud MSU. And I tell you, I have twins, boy and girl, one at U of M, one at Michigan State. house divided. That's okay. But
is that the first time the twins decided to do something different?
Yeah. No, no, they've colluded.
They've had their own individual identities for a long time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But Michigan State has taken so many great proactive steps since post-incident. And the fact that my son was locked up in a room, you know, during that time, this is all going down. He's fine. He's great. But many of his friends did take advantage of counseling and the like, you know, that this was going around. I have another client out of Oxford and his family. He was shot and just so happened his brother the following year was at Michigan State. This family is going through, but the grief counseling at MSU, I say they did step up. You're right. They have taken proactive steps. I think the laws that have been enacted are kind of from this. I don't necessarily, I think they're more reactionary than they are proactive. The safe law that has been put into place, you know, I think that is more for prevention of domestic violence or people that may be a threat to themselves or others and they have a gun, you can report. There hasn't been a big outcry on that. But I do think ultimately this is a tough, you know, log to push up the hill. I have a funny inclination, though, speculation here. MSU is going to want to come to the table and address all the potential victims in this case and try to have some mercy. They're not going to, there's no, you know, try to settle these cases, all of them, just because that's what they did in the beginning. And they seem to be doing all the right things for this action. They're a model right now for post actions, I think, around the country.
It's the sort of thing that you and I, as parents with kids in college, never want to have to think about or worry about, but we do every day.
Yeah, that's
and I
certain.
Don't know if you can ever look. The president of the United States has a group of people surrounding him to protect him, and even they fail. Taking a university campus with the thousands of people not having any idea who's sick and who isn't, and unfortunately being limited as to how much you can check it out. I got to let you go. You've got to go back into court, but I appreciate you always, Todd Flood.
Paul W., you're the best. I appreciate you. Thanks.
You take care. And we'll never forget Alexandria Verner, Ariel Anderson, Brian Frazier, who was from our neck of the woods in Grosse Pointe. And I'm so glad and proud of Sophie and her friends who have taken that big boulder at Washtenaw Hill and on the two-year anniversary of painted it green and remembering these kids. But it's a story that isn't over yet, and I understand that. And we wish everyone involved still well. We continue in Focus on WJR.